Hello, everybody out there in internet radio land, listening to BBS Radio, the great BBS Radio, the most wonderful medium in the world. You know, AM radio, FM radio, they're okay, but internet radio is where it's happening. So hello, you people out there in Russia. Hello, you people out there in England, jolly old England, listening to BBS Radio. The internet is such a, you can't deny that, can you, people? Internet is such an amazing thing. Remember Al Gore, he said that he created the internet? Maybe he did, I don't know. And he would have been a good president, don't you think, Al Gore? But no, it was really close, wasn't it? Remember back then, some of you remember that, back in 2000? And the presidency, the race for the presidency between Al Gore and George Bush. And Al Gore, what a man. He, what was that movie that he made? Something about truth. He was very concerned about the environment, you know, the ecology of the world, the pollution, you know, that we should be very concerned about, the pollution from our cars and industries, fossil fuels, in other words, right? And the global warming. How many of you out there, by a show of hands, believe that global warming is real? One, two, right? Yeah, okay. Oh, you don't believe it's true? Okay. You believe it's true. Well, the majority of you do. Okay. It's logical, my friends. You know, the stuff that we spew into the atmosphere that's man-made doesn't really... What I'm trying to say is that... And I have an ongoing debate with this guy, a friend of mine. We used to work together. And so we're always joking between ourselves about the reality of global warming. And we go back and forth, and also UFOs. And I'll talk about UFOs later, because that's one of my subjects, one of the subjects I'm very passionate about. But, you know, in this world we live in, with the millions and millions and millions of cars and the industries, you know, the air is getting polluted. Anyone who would disagree with that probably isn't thinking logically. You know, for example, you know, in China, some areas in China, Beijing, my wife went through there recently, last year on her way to visit her daughter in Tokyo. Yeah. And I talked with someone else who had been to China recently. And I don't mean anything against Chinese people, but, and they're wonderful people, I love them, you know. But some of their cities are very polluted. They have industry there, they have cars, they have motorcycles, spewing carbon monoxide into the atmosphere. I'll tell you what, you don't believe me, you still don't believe me. If go outside and go for a run, get your heartbeat up, to the point where you're breathing hard, breathing in, sucking in all that air because you need to, right? And then go and stand beside a car that's idling with its carbon monoxide exhaust right by you there. And then breathe in that air. I can't do it, you know. When I go running, it's been a while since I've ran. But I enjoy running, and I'm kind of recuperating from an ankle injury when I hurt my ankle back in May. And now it's almost better. I went to Zumba today. But going back to the idea of the theory of global warming, you have to believe that it's true, my friend. Because you can see for yourself. Nothing like seeing to believe. Go to L.A., the smog there, or go to Beijing, or go to Mexico City. Anybody there in internet radio land from Mexico City? Hola, ¿qué pasó, carnal? ¿Cómo están? Yo estoy bien, aquí estoy en San Antonio, Texas. Internet radio, vaya una cosa tan increíble, ¿verdad? Yo una vez fui a la Ciudad de México cuando estuve en el Colegio Americano, when I was in American High School in Guadalajara. Yo hice, I did the 11th to 12th grades there. Isn't that amazing, people? I did high school in Guadalajara, Mexico. I was halfway through 11th grade in Ottawa, Canada, with my parents, living with my parents, right? Young. Still not responsible for my own actions, you know? When are we truly responsible for our own actions, my friends? 17, 18, you say? 19, 20, 21. That's when you can drink, right? Or you can go to war. You fight a war when you're 18 or maybe even 17. But when are we truly responsible for? I'm just branching off here. You know, I love to talk about different subjects all the time. And you know what, my friends? I haven't prepared anything for this show. I just like to talk about anything that comes to mind. That's why you love me so much, right? That's why I'm great. Like Doug said, I am amazing. Are you interested in hiring me? Anybody out there with a lot of money? Are there any millionaires listening right now to my radio show, The Gray Brain and the Golden Soul? Isn't that a title in and of itself, a scary title? Don't you think I'm a very brave person to talk about this kind of stuff? You know, about the secrets of the soul and the spirit. If you think I haven't talked about them before, if this is your first time tuning in to my radio show, then listen to the archives on my website for BBS Radio. It'll tell you everything you want to know about the spirit and the soul, about there being a mother God, about heaven being the sun, about the devil not really existing. Hello, are you there? Do you hear me? I've talked about it all before, but I'd love to keep talking about it all the time over again, and I'm not crazy. No, I'm not. I'm just having a good time. But back to what I was saying, I am great. Like Muhammad Ali said that he was the greatest. When you know that you really are, you like to tell people. But you, my friend, you are so humble. You can't even say one good thing about yourself, can you? You don't think it's right. Well, why not? Can you give me one reason why you shouldn't say good things about yourself? Like, I am wonderful. I am a beautiful person. I am an amazing human being. My heart beats independently of my will. I have no control over it. Thanks to God for every day of life that I have. And my lungs, they work perfectly, purifying the air, the blood, I mean, the air that I take into my lungs purifies the blood. Did you get that? Are you writing this down? You should be. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I know you love to hear my show. I've been doing it now for this year since March. The year before, March through September, and this year also. But back to what I was saying. I am an amazing, amazing person. I really am. I can sing very well, and I can talk very well. I am an accomplished public speaker. So if any of you millionaires or entrepreneurs out there, people with a lot of money who want to invest in something that is of the future, invest in me. I would like a church, a mega church. That is my dream. Now, butterfly just flew by my window. It's a sign. Ah. So, a megachurch, you've heard me before, right? How many people out there have heard my radio? This is the first time listening to my radio show. How many? One, two. Not many. Okay, most of you have listened to my radio show. Oh, I love you so much. Thank you. We'll continue listening. Thanks to BBS Radio. May God bless BBS Radio. But So if you have a lot of money, I mean, if you have just tons and tons of money, and you're looking for money to throw away, no, I'm just kidding, money to invest in something where you can even make more money, invest in me, because I am awesome. I am incredible. And you should be saying the same thing, too, about yourself. I mean, we're human beings, right? We are spirits in the material world, right? I mean, we cheat death daily when we go on the freeways. You know what I mean? We could die. People are dying as we speak, as I speak right now. People are dying in car accidents or other ways around the world. I don't want to get into that. I don't want to say anything negative. You know, my show, my radio show here on BBS Radio, the great BBS Radio, is mostly geared towards positive things, nothing negative. You know, I don't like talking about negative things. But wait a second, you said you wanted to go back and have me talk a little bit more about the devil. You like that subject, don't you? You admit it. You think you know everything, but you don't, because I know more than you. I'm just kidding. We all know. We're all souls, you know. We were created by an amazing spirit who lives in heaven. Let me sing a little song for you. We're going to sing it at our choir tomorrow. Our choir is going to sing a song at church tomorrow. It goes like this. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. You like that? So God, yeah. But I'm going to tell you something, a surprise that you didn't even realize before. You ready? You ready for this? You better sit down because it's going to floor you. You might not believe it, but it's true, okay? And there's a lot of things that you don't realize that are true because, you know what, you're learning. You're young. You're a young soul. Some of you, most of you out there in this world, you're just young souls. Me, I'm an old soul. Yeah, I'm an old soul. I came here to help you. That's one of the things I'm doing, helping you young souls so you can help other people. That's what it's all about. We're to help each other. And you know what? Surprise! Most of the things that I learned from other people here on Earth reading books. So what's that thing I was going to talk to you about? Are you ready? You better sit down. I told you that. Okay. Here it comes. You existed before you were born here on Earth. Yeah. It's true. It's true. It's really, 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 really true. You existed. Not only that, when you die, you will continue to exist. The only thing is, for the people that were born here on Earth, the memory of a pre-existence has been wiped out of their mind because it's meant to be that way, because you're not supposed to remember. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to develop like the way you're supposed to here on Earth, because this is a very special world of learning. Where you learn basic social values. It's a planet of a lower evolutionary category, my friends. Did you write that? Now write that down. Take that pen and write it. A planet of lower evolution. Yeah. All the wars and killings out. By a show of hands, how many of you out there think we've never had any wars before in our past? Uh-huh. There's one over there. Well, you don't know. Obviously, you never heard about the Civil War. Okay, over there. You don't believe? How about the Revolutionary War? Hello? Before that, World War I, World War II, you don't think we're an aggressive species here on Earth? Well, oh, wait a second. There are some extraterrestrials listening to my radio show. They're up there in their spacecraft. It's traveling around space in a very quick fashion, using electromagnetic anti-gravity propulsion systems. They are so smart. You are so smart. But you know what? Let me tell you something. Mr. and Mrs. Extraterrestrials out there in your UFOs, I love you. And obviously you love us because you care about us. You're not going to let us destroy ourselves. Please don't let us. I know that the prime directive of the Supreme Creator is not to interfere with a species evolution. In other words, we can't let them. We can't give them everything on a silver platter. You know what I mean?
they have to do things on their own, and they have to make, if they make mistakes, they have to pay the price for their mistakes. Yeah, that's universal law, my friends. If you make a mistake, you got to pay the penalty. So if we blow ourselves up with a nuclear holocaust, then, well, most of us won't be alive, but the planet will be in a state of disrepair. You know, all the vegetation will probably get destroyed, animal life, for sure. Maybe the fish in the sea will exist, but we'll be full of radiation, so by any chance, a slim chance that human beings will continue to live, well, they'll be eating fish tainted with radiation, and of course that will lead to defects, birth defects, hello, mouth on the back of your head, three arms, 4 feet, that kind of thing, yeah. Also, some of the insects that would have survived the nuclear holocaust will be mutated and grow to gigantic proportions. Cockroaches about 2 feet high, hello. Ants about the size of cows. Ooh, are going to be cut by one of those things in half with their mandibles. You know what I'm talking about? Ooh, they would be fearsome. Some fearsome insects. Are you listening? Okay, where was I? Oh, yeah, I wasn't so negative stuff about my on my radio show. But anyway, so, yeah, we existed before we came here on Earth. But we just don't remember. But we're not supposed to remember because it's a very special learning environment here. We learn basic social values. I mean, what you're learning, like Jesus said, Jesus Christ, learn to love each other. Love thy neighbor. How do you love your neighbor? You have to be kind. Little acts of random kindness, my friends. That's what it's all about. All you have to do is smile at somebody that you walk by on the street. Hello. How are you, my fellow human being? I love you so much. You are wonderful. Totally wonderful. Why can I say this? Because I love myself. How many of you out there love yourself? Huh? Look in the mirror and say, I love myself. I am awesome. But no, you're too humble. Oh, your humility is stifling. It stifles your creativity. You must say, be like Muhammad Ali. Okay, now, he was a man just like you, me. He put his legs, pants on, you know, one pant leg at a time. Come on now. I mean, I'm not perfect. I can't say everything perfectly all the time. You know, I stumble on my words sometimes. But going back to what I was saying, I'm an excellent public speaker. And singing, I just love singing, and I know all these songs. And so, just imagine, you out there, you who have millions of dollars, look, we can have a mega church with your investment and my leadership. We can have a church. Let's call it the Gray Brain and the Golden Soul. How's that for original? Yeah. Just like the radio show, like my book. Available in the Amazon Kindle bookstore for free. Yeah. And so I've got 80 pages of spirituality that will blow your mind to pieces, okay? Because you're just a young soul. You didn't know these things. You still think that maybe Jesus who died on the cross, maybe he was resurrected, maybe he wasn't. I don't know. There's not much concrete evidence to show that he did come back to life other than what they say is true. Well, no, let me not get on your case. I believe in the resurrection. It really happened because there were some extraterrestrials involved back then that you didn't even think about. How many of you heard of Chariots of the Gods, Eric von Däniken? He talks about the reality of extraterrestrial involvement throughout our history in the past. One example is the parting of the Red Sea. Now, if you think that Moses really did that with his staff, and maybe God, who you have no idea looks like, right? You know, do you know what God looks like? Do you? Do you know what God looks like? Come on. Oh. Okay, he's got a white beard. Yeah, that's true, I think. I know what God looks like.
I've read about it in books. One book that you should read if you haven't read about it already, is called The Soul's Remembrance by Roy Mills. Now, write that down, The Soul's Remembrance, Roy Mills. He talks about God. God, of course, is bigger than the average man, maybe 2, 3, 4 times the size of an average man. Why? Because in the spirit form, you got to understand, just like here on Earth, we are born as babies, right? And then we grow, and we grow, and we grow. We're living in the universe of growth, my friend. In case you didn't realize that before, it's true. That's what we're doing. That's what God wants, growth, growth. How many of you out there know about growth? What do you know about growth? Huh? So you came from a baby. You were a baby one time. Oh, yeah, those babies are so cute, aren't they? Adorable, loving, they are. But you were a baby one time, too. So what happened to you? Oh, yeah. What happened? When you reach puberty, yeah. When we reach puberty, we kind of we branch off in different directions, can't we, my friend? Yeah. We make mistakes. But then we're human, are we not? Oh, yeah, we're human. But the question is, my friend, do we learn from the mistakes we made? Are we able to tell right from wrong? Would you give me the chance to learn right from wrong? No. No? Why not? Okay, back to where I was. So, you millionaires out there listening to BBS Radio, because you know, I am one of the, probably in the top 1% in the world. Yeah. Let me just pause my fingernails here. Yeah, they look good. Yeah, top 1% in the world when it comes to talking about spirituality. Yeah. Oh, I'm so humble, too. I'm a very humble person. Let me give you, I'm just joking with you, but really, humility is so important. If you want to be like Jesus, okay? In other words, if you want to be a very advanced soul, like he was, who came to earth, and he died on the cross, performed all those miracles, right? And for me, I'll tell you, you Christians out there, I love you, but I think there's some things, you just some additional information you need to know about what happened back in those days. Unfortunately, you know, when people keep records of things, it's just like if you were to write about something that you and I both saw, you know that our accounts would be a little bit different because of our interpretation, what we saw, what we thought. And so I don't want to say anything negative about the Bible. I love the Bible. I read the scriptures in church. When I read the scriptures too, I bring it back to life. I bring it to life because it's history. I love it. I imagine the way it was back then. Have you seen the Gospel of John, the movie, the Gospel of John, directed by Philip Seville? Did you get that? Philip Seville, The Gospel of John. I have seen that movie 100 times. I love that movie. It is awesome. You should watch it if you haven't watched it. And I said I watched it over 100 times, and I'm not kidding, because I love Jesus Christ who died on the cross more than you. You said, what? What did you say? Yes, I love Jesus more than you. Oh, I'm just joking again. I joke around a lot, don't I? But Jesus Christ died on the cross. He performed all those miracles. Just saying. Okay, he turned water into wine. He cured the lepers. He cured the blind person. He cured the person who was paralyzed. I could do that too. You know what? Can we do that? Walk up to somebody who's been paralyzed for like 30 years. They're lying there on the ground. Okay, you're looking down at them. They're on a mat. And you start talking to them, okay? And you say, what is your situation there, young man? Sir, I've been this way for 30 years. I try to get into the pool of water to get healed, but someone always beats me there. And you're going, right. And you say, do you want to be healed? And he looks at you. what? I said, do you want to be healed? And you look at his eyes, the eyes, and he looks into your eyes, and you know that you are an advanced soul. He sees that you are advanced soul. He sees that you have power, knowledge, wonderful knowledge that you've learned from a myriad of lifetimes, reincarnating, achieving the rank of advanced soul. You understand about the nature of God. You understand about the universe and traveling around the universe in extraterrestrial vehicles. You understand about the spirit and the soul, and he sees that in you. And you say, pick up your mat and walk. And all of a sudden, there's a snapping of joints, crack, crack, crack. And this person starts to get up. They get on all fours, puts his feet on the ground, grabs a hold of his mat, stands up. Miracle performed. Courtesy of Jesus Christ. How did you do it, you ask my friend? Because he has the knowledge. Your knowledge is not as great as Jesus Christ's knowledge. But Jesus Christ who died on the cross was an awesome advanced soul, and he had that knowledge that you will have one day if you, and you will eventually, continue to develop yourself spiritually and evolve. I think I need a drink of water. Where'd my water go? It's over here. So, as I was saying, you millionaires out, people with a lot of money, even if you don't have a lot of money, if you want to get together with me, and how can you get a hold of me? Through BBS Radio. I'm gonna talk with Doug. Let me take a drink. And I think on maybe the next radio show, I'm going to allow you to, if you want to, call in. And if you don't, no one calls in, that's okay too, all right? I won't feel rejected because I'll just keep talking. Afterwards, I'll think, you know, that you were pretty unkind to not call in, you know, when you wanted to. No, I'm just kidding. But we could perform great things for God. And we're all supposed to make this world a better place, right? If I had my own megachurch with your financing, right? Unless then maybe I win the lottery, then I could do it that way. Would you pray for me to win the lottery, please? What, you won't do that? Why not? I'm just kidding. So with your money, we could create a megachurch. The gray brain and the golden soul. And it'll go worldwide. I mean, it'll be televised. It'll be on TBN, Trinity Broadcasting Network. I'll be the lead pastor. You be the chief financer, investor. Well, one of you, we can have lots of investors, right? Because I'm great. I'm awesome. I've seen myself do incredible things. And you've heard me talk here on BBS Radio. You hear the subjects that I talk about. And you know that I take it a step further than some of these other televangelists. As much as I love Joel Osteen, I think he's wonderful, doing great things for the world, but even he can't talk about the things that I talk about. But I don't want to get into that. I mean, I talk about the spirit and the soul. You've heard my radio shows before in the past. I have courage that is deep. Deep! Yes. There's so much more to do. And we can do it together. Or maybe you could help me get a proper, in addition to this internet radio show that I have, a radio show on maybe an FM radio, and I think it would be a good medium, or better than that, never mind the radio, a television show. So maybe one day I won't have my radio show anymore on BBS Radio, but having a television show, can some of you help me with that?
Give me some money, please. Can you give me some money, please? I need some money. Maybe, you know, Donald Trump's father gave him $1 million to start off. Would you give me $1 million, please? And then I would have my own television show. Maybe $10 million would be better. And my own radio, my own television show. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. And then you could show, we could sit on the show together and we could talk about my book, all the different subjects. We could talk about the current events going on in the world today. We could talk about politics, you know, religion. It would be great because I am awesome, you know. I will lead everything. I am the truth, the light and the way, very simply. I will also help you find the Father. Ah, I dare you to say that, okay? That's not easy to say that. Jesus said it, right? But I just said it too, because I think I am the truth and the light and the way. I also, and you can also show people how to get to the Father and the Mother, right? Don't forget there is a Mother God. Are you listening? There is a Mother God. Now, the Bible only talks about a Father. Now, how many people out there believe that a father can have children by himself? Uh-huh. Okay. You, sir, you believe a father can have children by himself? How do you think a father could have children by himself here on earth? Of what we're familiar with, the process is a little different, shall I say. A man and a woman get together, uh-huh, and they have a baby, yes, right. And so you think it's different in heaven? There were motherless children in heaven? Did you get that? No. If we are truly the children of God, and if we're not, then who are we? Right? Then we were created, our souls and our spirits were created in the spirit land. Yeah. And I'm sorry to burst your bubble for all of you out there that believe there's only a Father God. Well, let me tell you again, the definition of a father in the Webster's Dictionary is the male contributor to the creation, the male genetic contributor to the creation of a child. Did you get that? I'll repeat it again because you didn't hear me. The male genetic contributor to the creation of a child. Now, if you had half a brain in your head, you would realize that that means that there is another contributor, a female contributor. Hello! And we're talking about the creation of a child here, whether it's on earth or in heaven, because our spirits were created in heaven. Yes, they were, no matter what you say. You were created in heaven, and then you were born here on earth. And guess what? You didn't have anything to do with being born here on earth. There is no power that you had to determine when or where or why you were being born here on earth. Well, yeah, there is a power that did determine that, but it wasn't you. I mean, you had something to do with it because you talked about your plan coming here to earth before you were born. That's the pre-existence I was talking about. And the book I mentioned to you, The Soul's Remembrance by Roy Mills, will tell you everything you need to know about that. So write that down. Take that pen. Write The Soul's Remembrance by Roy Mills. It will teach you some stuff because you need to learn, my friend. You might die tomorrow. You know, it's possible in this world that we live in, I might die also. And then you would wind up on the other side, and then you would be so regretful and full of remorse for not knowing better. Because when you get over to the other side, you realize that all the knowledge, the spirituality comes with you. All the material possessions are left behind, you know. So anyway, back to what I was saying. Yes, we can have a mega church. It will be awesome. I need people to invest in me because I will help make the world
a better place. I'm helping to make the world a better place. Even if I just continue my radio show on BBS Radio, it will be awesome enough. I will have done my part. I think this show, along with my book, have you read my book? You haven't? Well, thanks a lot. You listen to my radio show, but you don't read my book? What's up with that? What's up? What's up with that? Are you afraid? Are you scared? You're scared of spirituality? You get out there on the freeway, or you go to war. People go to war. Not afraid of wars, killing other people, but you won't read about the spirit and the soul. So what's up with that? I thought you were a courageous soul. I thought you lived in the land of the free, in the home of the brave, people. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof to the night that our pride flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wait for the land of the free and the home of the brave? Okay, you know, you're brave, aren't you, if you live in the United States? Well, then, read my book, The Gray Brain and the Golden Soul. Yeah. The Gray Brain and the Golden Soul. And continue to listen to my radio show, please, because I know you love listening to me and my form of talking, because I am awesome. I'm like Muhammad Ali. I am the greatest. I am the greatest. I'm kind of messing around with you. I mean, we should be very humble. Truly, I think in order to get through this world and be more like Jesus, we need to wear the mantle of humility, just like the armor that you've read about in the Bible, the helmet of salvation, the sword, all that stuff. But truly, there's nothing more important, I think, to develop ourselves spiritually than to be humble. But also, you can still think of yourself as a beautiful person, right? That you are a child of God, and you're worthy of many blessings, and you are an amazing creation. Even the Bible says we are fearfully and wonderfully made, true? Okay, so you want to hear a little bit more about Mother God. Now, I already told you some rationale. A Father God can't create children on his own unless you have some idea that you're willing to tell me how he does it. How does he do that? Can you tell me? Have you thought about it? Could you enlighten us as to how a Father God can create children? And you know that there is a Father God, that he had to have created us before we were born here on earth, right? Well, let me tell you something else in regard to the case for Mother God. Now, who out there is telling Father God he can't have a woman by his side? I tell you, with all that wisdom and power and love that Father God has, I know he'd want a woman by his side. I just know he wants a woman by his side to squeeze and hug, because he loves women. He creates the souls of female spirits. Yeah, I said that right. Yep, Father God, you know that he is, sometimes he gets horny, you know. That's true. I hope, sorry to burst your bubble there. Maybe I said something I shouldn't have. I'm sorry if I offended you, but yeah, Father God, he likes to create, procreate. Yeah, just like men here on earth, like women. Father God needs a woman by his side to procreate, to create all the children, and he creates millions and millions and millions and millions throughout the millions of years, and millions, yeah, and more, and millions. Now we have 7 billion people here on earth. You don't think that God created each single, every one of them? Well, think again! Anyway, not only that, but here, in our solar system, and the Father God that we have is the creator and master of our solar system. Sorry to burst your bubble again if you didn't know that. That's right. We have co-creator gods and solar systems. That was the supreme creator, the initiator of the Big Bang theory from the very beginning, that there would be co-creator gods, male and female, who live on the sun. Yes, the sun. The sun is the spirit world. It's a world of light, the fire of God, a very special fire, because you have a spirit in your body, and the spirit is made of light energy, and the spirit can exist in the fire. The spirit can live in the fire. A spirit can live in the fire. And you have a spirit in your body, and the spirit can live in the fire. Yes, it can. You can go to hell, too, and burn and make fire. But the spirit can also live on the sun. Yes, it's true. Yeah, you heard people dying and going through a tunnel with a light at the end of the tunnel. Well, that light at the end of the tunnel is the sun. Yeah, because we're from, we can be from different solar systems, too. The advanced souls around the universe, the, as Sylvia Brown, the great psychic mystic, used to say, the late great psychic medium, that there are such a thing as mystic travelers who have lived many lives, reincarnated, okay? You know about reincarnation. You better believe in reincarnation, okay? Now, how many people out there believe in reincarnation? Uh-huh. All right. You don't? Okay. You don't? Okay. You do? You don't? You do? You do? You do? Well, that's another thing you're going to have to accept as the truth, because one day in the future, hopefully in the very distant future, because the more time you live here on Earth, the better. But the day comes, when the day comes that you transition, I'll put it in a nice way, from this life to the next, the afterlife, and the thing that you didn't realize here on Earth, that you didn't accept as the truth, and then all of a sudden you will realize everything when you get to the other side, the truth will be revealed to you. And when you know that there were some discrepancies in your thought process, your thought processes, then you will be so sad, so disappointed that you didn't know better, that you should have known better if you'd only listened to Blake on The Great Brain and the Golden Soul when he told you, oh, it could have changed your life for the better, but no, you wanted to be stubborn and persist in your ways because you're a big egomaniac. No, I'm just kidding. But you need to bust out of that box you're in and think outside the box, okay? Use the Bible as a stepping stone, but then get beyond that. Learn some more details. You heard me talk about Jesus and the miracles, right? Now, Jesus, we agree on one thing. Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, did perform those miracles. Okay, so we were talking, the last one was he raised the, healed the man who'd been paralyzed all those years, but he also performed an amazing, awesome miracle with the Sermon on the Mount. And you know what I'm talking about, that, what was it, some bread and fish, bread and fish. And he fed how many, 5,000 people? Do any of you have a clue how he did that out there on that hill? You have an idea how? You don't, do you? Why not? Because that's just what I was, the point I was getting at. You don't think about these things. You're just thinking inside your box. You need to think outside the box. Now, that man, Jesus Christ, who had just had a bowel movement maybe an hour before the Sermon on the Mount, yes, I'm sorry to say, that's reality. He was in touch with some of his extraterrestrial companions up above in a spaceship. And if you've seen any of Star Trek movies and Star Wars, you know that there really does exist the capacity to beam things up and down from a spacecraft to a planet. That is true, my friend, in case you didn't realize that. That kind of technology exists. And us here, as we develop and our technology increases, eventually we will have the capability to do that. And simply, it's a matter of transforming matter and transporting molecules. Right now, we don't have the ability to transform matter. And let me remind you also in Star Trek, you know, when they eat the food that they eat, they get their trays and they put these little red-green pellets on the tray and put in a microwave and zap, that matter is transformed into their favorite meal. That's just an example. But with the Sermon on the Mount, up above the spacecraft, which is always present while Jesus was performing his ministry on Earth, age 30 to 33, and I won't get into the other, I told you before in other shows that the Jesus that was born in Bethlehem was actually a different person, but I won't get into that now, because that's a long story, and if you want to hear about it, you can listen to some of my previous radio shows, and I can't tell you which one it is, I'm sorry, but you can read about it in the book called Isaiah Uba Prophecy, or Abduction to the Ninth Planet. Just Google it. Was there a Jesus born in Bethlehem, and then, or how about this? Was the Jesus born in Bethlehem different than the Jesus that died on the cross? Put that in the Google search engine. And you'll find out that there was a Jesus who died in Japan. That was the Jesus who was born in Bethlehem. The Jesus who died on the cross was from the planet Thyuba. In our Milky Way galaxy, hello, hello. How many of you didn't think about perhaps that there is life elsewhere in the universe? Are you got to think outside of the box, and you're still thinking in your little box. In order to make the world a better place, you know, to get away from all this war and killing, we need you to get out of your traditional way of thinking. Start thinking for yourself, not what people have told you. You're part of a group, and you won't break out of that group because you want to conform. It's like women who wear high-heeled shoes. It's an image that they have to present because it's been passed on to them throughout the years, and their parents, they must present a good image as a woman. Never mind the bunions and the pain that they endure from wearing these shoes, right? Which aren't very comfortable, that don't support the back. And then later on, they develop osteoporosis. And they walk around in these shoes, and they're hurting their feet. And men, they wear neckties and strangling themselves. They can't breathe. Well, maybe I'm being a little bit too extreme, because I wear ties sometimes, but I don't put my ties all the way up. My friends, males, men out there, I would suggest you get a nice, comfortable shirt, collar, you know, not too tight for your neckties. And forgive me if I offended you, please. I just kind of went off a little bit. You see, my friends, we need to be nice to ourselves. Are you listening? Okay. Have you forgiven me? Are you angry at me now because I said something about high heel shoes? I know women, they love that. It looks so good. But my mother had bunions. Her feet were deformed from a lifetime of wearing tight, uncomfortable shoes. So, hello, am I qualified to talk about this subject? I think so. You should be good to yourself. Wear comfortable shoes. Wear shoes that are conducive to your back, support your body weight, so you can move around. It's like when you go to the gym, you work out, you wear comfortable shoes. Well, why not all the time? It makes sense to me. But if you want to stay in your little own universe and endure your pain, I'm sorry. You know I love you. I just want to look after you. I just want you to be happy. You know, I just want you to be comfortable. Will you forgive me, please? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to rag on you like that. You know I love you. But I want you to take better care of yourself. Please, be nice to yourself. You are awesome. You are a child of God. So do that for me, please. Be comfortable in yourself with all you do. Don't be unkind to yourself. So, with Jesus, okay, so the bread and the fish, very simple. Matter transformation, beaming down the extra fish and bread. The people back then didn't know what the heck was going on. They couldn't see, because a lot of this had to do with the invisible beams, you know. Plus, they were behind some rocks, I think, on this hill, which Jesus had planned, of course, you know. There's a little bit of strategy involved with that, too. And remember when he was teaching and among the crowds, and then he made some people angry, and they're out to get him, they're out to stone him, you know, looking for him, stone. And he disappeared, right? A couple of times that happened. Very simple. He was beamed out of there. Yeah. I mean, you just can't get away from a crowd of people like that, you know. He just went around like a pillar in the building. Which, simple. Technology that you don't know about, that exists. And when he walked on the water, easy, up above, a tractor beam, you know. That beam can focus on the body from up above, maybe 10,000 feet or higher, or even lower, you know, if the clouds, depending on the clouds. And then it makes look like he's walking on top of the water. Unless you think there was another way you could do that. Some kind of magic. Hello? And calming the seas. Now, I believe, you know, this planet is a cosmic being in and of its own right. Are you following me? Have you ever heard of Mother Gaia? This world is alive. It's got an iron core. It's alive. On the exterior of the planet, there is much vegetation and animal life. It's all part of planet Earth. So basically, what I'm saying is that our planet is alive. And there are ways you can talk, words that you can speak, and it all comes down to the words that you use. To you can change, have an effect on nature. So I don't know if that's exactly what happened when Jesus calmed the seas, you know, the storm. He calmed the raging storm and the raging seas. But extraterrestrials had the technology to do that also with certain sound waves. And yes, it's true. And there are some extraterrestrials. And I was talking a little bit about, in the beginning, about UFOs being one of my passions. They can adjust the orbits of their planets. And ultrasound, I think they call it. Well, it's different than that. It's sound. And you know how sound can have an effect on your body when things are really loud? You know, like you stand behind a jet aircraft when it's about to take off. Besides the force of the wind, the noise will rattle your brains, you know. It's that kind of principle, if you will, if you follow me. So noise can be directed in a very constructive way to achieve some things. Even cutting stones, yeah, like they did back in some of the previous civilizations here on Earth, the Egyptians, the Mayas, the Incas, the Aztecs, the people on Easter Island. And by the way, is it any wonder that the extraterrestrials visited them back then in those days? Because they didn't have any weapons other than bows and arrows. They weren't afraid of them shooting at them, you know? Because I think some of our weapons can be dangerous to the extraterrestrials. Plus, who wants to be shot at, you know? It's a very unkind thing when someone is shooting at you. You know, my parents went through that in World War II. And my mom went to the bombing of London. And my dad was in Normandy in Dunkirk. Hello? Any veterans out there? World War II veterans? You listening? Anyway, the point is, they became very bitter after that. And although they loved me, I saw how the war had changed them. You know, we don't want any more war. Besides, all these words that I've spoken during my show have helped to make the world a better place during this last hour, my friends. So please continue to listen to BBS Radio, my show, and all the other shows out there by the wonderful people who are there and talking about amazing things. Even the Christians who talk about the Bible, they have a lot of good information to talk about. And sometimes it comes down to faith. And you have the right to not believe a single word I said. And that's okay. Ultimately, there's no way to prove what I said or what you believe. until when we die, and then we enter the afterlife. Then we will know, but then we won't care who was right and who was wrong. It'll be just like, well, I should have known better, or I should have known that. Nothing to do now but keep on going, you know, and enjoy the heaven, the afterlife, and the good times we'll have there, the activities, the lectures, the music, the concerts, the angels, the redeemed, lots of laughing and joy, very, very, very intelligent spirits there, great, great times, no pain, no worries, and beautiful, beautiful, beautiful world there, the world of light, you know, the sun. If you look inside that with spirit eyes, you'll see a world just like this, our world, Earth, you know, with trees and mountains and rivers and lakes and fields of green grass and beautiful flowers that have almost like an intelligence of their own. You walk by and they turn and look at you, you know, flowers like that. Can you dig it? And then peace, we'll have tables, like huge, huge tables adorned with all kinds of fruit and vegetables and bread and water from the river of life. And of course, then there's the holy city and the throne room of this mother and father God. Yeah, the spirit mother and the spirit father. That, my friends, is where the action is. And that's where you need to get. And you who haven't developed yourself spiritually need to continue doing that. Or let me rephrase that. You need to develop yourself spiritually so that when you do get to the other side, that level of spirituality will be with you, so that you will be able to withstand the brilliance and glory of the light with Mother God and Father God. Being in their presence is so powerful because their light shines brighter than the sun. And so, just like a light, a lamp bulb, our spirits shine, and you need to increase your shine while here on earth. And one way to do it is to develop yourself spiritually. So I know there's a lot of concerns. We have to survive here on earth. We have our jobs. We have to raise children. We have to worry about what we're going to eat the next meal to survive. Reading the Bible, praying to God is good. I've been told my time is short here, my friend, so I'm going to say a prayer. I want you to say this prayer also, okay? This is going to help make the world a better place, because you know I love you. And if I offended you, I'm sorry, okay? But thank you for listening to my show. Continue to listen to it. So say this prayer. I'm going to say this prayer for you, for all of us, okay? Dear God, Supreme Creator of the Universe, Mother and Father God of our solar system, please bless us, everyone, all of your children. Amen. I'll talk to you later. I love you. Goodbye.